Majority of Sweden's migration agency staff have migrant background, claim. By Kurt Sindelka on January 9, 2026. A whistleblower from within the Swedish Migration Agency has claimed that the majority of staff deciding who is allowed into the country are foreign and that clan-like networks have developed, in which ethnic and religious compatriots are given special consideration. In an interview with the Swedish news outlet Samit, a source within the country's migration agency, which has the power to determine who is granted asylum, residency, work permits, and citizenship, has claimed that the federal agency has seen a drastic overhaul since the 2015 Europe migrant crisis. The whistleblower said that not only did the migration agency's culture see significant changes, in which values of multiculturalism were prioritized, but also in the makeup of the staff, claiming that ethnic Swedes now represent a minority within the very agency supposedly tasked with controlling the nation's borders. The source said that many officials do not even have Swedish citizenship themselves and that it has become commonplace for multiple other foreign languages to be spoken within the office. This, the whistleblower said, has incentivized the formation of clannish networks of certain ethnicities within the board. What has the biggest impact is that everyone speaks their own language, so you don't understand what is being said between groups and employees, the informant explained. It has a fairly big impact, because groups sit together with those who speak their own language. Kurds normally sit together with other Kurds, even if there are different clans among the Kurds. Somalis sit with other Somalis and Syrians with other Syrians and so on. The impact of multiculturalism being played out within the migration agency itself has not only impacted the social cohesion of the office, the source said, claiming that the development of ethnic networks within the agency sees them prioritize immigration from their own groups over others in order to strengthen their ethnicity's position within Sweden. It's not just the language that affects this, that people don't understand each other or what is being said, but it also causes different groups to form within the agency. Clans that are committed to bringing their own clan members or relatives from their home countries here. The clan mentality of the Middle East has been brought here, into the agency, the whistleblower claimed. According to the source, around one-third of all migration agency employees are Muslims, many of whom have allegedly become more radical in the wake of the October 7th terror attacks on Israel, after which the source saw more and more Muslim women wearing hijabs at the office. Muslims are also divided into many different clans and faiths, so it is mainly clan affiliation that is decisive, but when it comes to views on Jews and Israel, they come together more. There is clearly a closeness between Muslims. The informant said that the only solution would be to shut down the entire agency, arguing that it cannot be changed. If you change the name or transfer responsibility to other agencies, the same people will follow. It will be the same thing again. If you want to change this, you have to take a completely new approach, with new people. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.